In this catch-up,
Almo drops by and victorious NBL Championship captain Damian Martin.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Sherry Lee Biggs in the studio instead of Hides today. Who's away?
Mm-hmm. Get better, Heidi.
Yep, hope you're feeling all right, yeah. Hides. I actually went to the West Coast Fever game with Hides. On Friday night.
So that's where her bender started. That was the
it actually all kicked her wrong. Off.
It actually is unbelievable. Like at halftime of the netball, she decided she was going to leave her car in Perth Arena and on the champagne.
So predictable.
So I think her car is still under Perth Arena. So someone can go in. Anyway, it was a great game of netball on Friday night. But you know, as you guys know, I'm a bit of a personality. Heavy lies the crown.
Look.
You know, but I wanted to go to the game. It's hard for me to go out in public sometimes, but I was like, I really want to support the girls.
Do you just take a Sharpie with you?
I do. So it's just easier, I find. Yeah. It's easier and faster.
And a Polaroid as well. He takes a Polaroid, then I can keep a hard copy.
And anyway, I'm just trying to go about my business and, you know, halftime rolls around. And of course, the court announcer sees me in the crowd and goes, oh, you know, Woody, would you mind, you know, providing some entertainment for the crowd?
Do you guys sponsor it? Just quietly. Just a side note. Is that what happened there?
We do sponsor it. That's correct.
Is this pre-planned purchase?
Anyway, I was involved. I was asked to be involved in the halftime sprint of the netball. And as you know, Will, I can be a pretty competitive bloke. At the best of times.
You're quite quick as well.
I'm pretty quick. And if you go to our Instagram...
You're quite quick.
I'm very quick. I can run 112 seconds, Sherry, so I'm very quick. And you can go to our Instagram now, Heidi Will Woody. And I did this halftime sprint, Sherry, and I...
Pulled a hammy.
Flew. Didn't pull a hammy.
Oh, okay.
I'm much too fit for that. Right. Didn't pull a hammy. Absolutely flew through. Ran to the end of the court and back in under 10 seconds.
Lordy.
Unheard of in the halftime sprint, but then because I was
arguably
going
impossible
because because I was going so quick, I couldn't stop, and then just went hammer and tongs into the fence.
Okay,
the whole fence came down at the netball.
Did you take out any children?
Almost, but not quite. But what happened after I took down the fence was this huge Maori bounce or guard ran up to me, and he was like, "Oh, Brie! What are you doing, bro?
That is terrible.
Have you broken your leg? So what are you doing? You've almost got me fired. It's my job. What are you doing on the fence?" And I was like, chill out, man. Chill out. He's like, are you okay? Seriously, let me hoop you up. And this huge Maori guy like picked me up and
that
carried me.
That is a
me.
Terrible accent.
I know.
It's perfect.
That's offensive,
he's already,
really.
He's already offended the entire Maori community in WA anyway. So
that's
it's
exactly
fine.
How
We're
he
past
could
that.
Talk.
Exactly. We're past that.
And he was like, bro.
They don't listen to us anymore anyway. It's fine.
He goes to me, bro, you almost got me fired. What are you doing? If you hurt yourself, you would have got me fired.
When does the blood come in?
I was bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Where were you bleeding?
Blood all down my shin because of where I stacked, blood on my elbow, and then blood on my little pinky. You can see a little scar there.
Okay. Oh, I said that's massive. Okay.
Anyway, turns out I was very close to getting this bouncer or this guard fired because it was his job, obviously, to keep me safe, given my big personality.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask on 13 1060, have you ever got someone fired or been responsible for getting someone fired? Like, what did you do?
So is it deliberate? Like, you're meaning to get them fired or it's incidental?
Well, mine was accidental. I didn't mean for this poor bloke to be in the firing line. But if you have, with malice, ever done something to get someone fired, I think I'll accept that as well.
Wow.
You boys are evil.
You mean like that scene on Bruce Almighty, you know, when he goes and takes over Steve Carell's mouth?
Yeah.
Exactly that sort of thing.
If you've ever taken over someone's mouth, that would be absolutely perfect. I have another example of this that happened to me when I was 13 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I got someone fired, but I'll tell you that one up next. 13 1060, have you ever been responsible for someone getting fired?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Patrick from Mandra.
Yes, mate.
How you going?
Not bad, self.
Good, thank you, mate. Have you ever got someone fired?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, what happened?
It was back when I was 15, and I was working this little cafe down in Mandra.
Yeah.
And I got a ticket to a music festival last thing.
Yeah.
Like night before. So I organised a replacement for me to go in for my next shift the next day.
Yeah.
They didn't rock up. Oh. I got the sack mid-festival.
Oh.
And I had the text messages to prove about my replacement.
Yep, yep.
So I went in the next day and showed them those text messages to purposely get that other person fired as well.
Oh, so, yeah. So, Patrick, you weren't saving yourself. You just wanted to bring down someone else with you.
Oh, dead set. Yeah, yeah. That was my first time I was fired. I was like, what's going on?
There's the lesson, though. Always get it in writing, boys.
Yep.
There
yeah.
you go.
Well done,
yeah,
Patrick.
Very true. Thanks very much, Patrick.
We got Matt here from Chewett Hill. Matt, how you going?
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks, Matt. Have you ever got someone fired?
Yeah. Basically, the worker went into the port-a-loo. Yeah. And I ran around it with some duct tape.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Sorry, go back. How often does that happen, Matt? Please tell me, how often do you do that?
Hey?
How often does this happen? Do you duct tape someone in a port-a-loo? I've never heard of this.
Oh, I don't know. We were just like messing around the whole day. And basically, when he went in there, I just duct taped it shut. Like, let me out. So I'm trying to kick it, and I wasn't letting him out.
Yeah.
And basically, when he got it out, he just looked at me like he wanted to punch me, and he's a big, rugby player.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he ended up, we didn't speak to each other for the whole day.
Yeah.
And I'm an electrical apprentice, and I work for my old man, for his company, and basically spoke to me about my dad, my dad, if that makes sense. Complained to me about my dad.
Oh.
And he just said, stop being a girl. And basically don't need this. My company and got fired for it. So I felt really bad, yeah.
So hang on. So after he got duct taped in the port-a-loo and was angry, he decided to just start torching your dad.
Hey? No, I duct taped someone in the toilet.
Yeah. No, I got that. But then...
I'm confused now.
We know you duct tape someone in the toilet. To be honest, it can't get any better from there anyway.
Okay.
I don't even know why we're talking after that. That's as good as it gets. Hey, we've got a chance for you guys to speak to Elmo. If your child is a big Sesame Street fan or a big Elmo fan, please give us a call 131060. They can talk to Elmo a little bit later on in the show. Just tell us the name of the kid and et cetera, and we'll sort it out for you. We're going to go to the news. We'll see you on the other side. We don't recommend duct taping people in toilets.
Yes, we do.
It's pretty funny.
Yes, we do. Do it.
Actually, you know what would be good?
Yeah, talk to me, Will.
I would just love to see a bunch of videos if you want to tag us in that.
Oh. Yeah,
Heidi, Will and Woody.
If you work on a construction site, come on, boys.
Duct tape someone and tag us in it. You know our Instagram handle, Heidi, Will, Woody, please. I want to see more of these. They sound incredible.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Heidi Anderson is away, which means Sherry Lee Biggs in the studio with us from Channel 9, which is nice. Now, Sherry.
God. My theme song.
You got that remixed as your alarm as well, don't you? You know what? They should just play that. They should just play that as your first dance at your wedding. That's an option.
There you go.
Now, speaking of Channel 9, So this Thursday, you guys got a show called The Pulse.
We do indeed.
Oh, I'm
We'll sit down and chat. Now, Woods.
Yeah.
You're actually going to be on.
Sherry, I'm going to be on The Pulse.
You are. I'm
The Pulse.
Busy hustling weather at that time. But,
okay. I'll see you in the
studio. I might high five you on the way down.
Yeah, see you in the studio. Yeah. We'll just chat, about TV, being on TV, that sort of stuff.
Put your earpiece in.
Oh, perfect.
It's pretty hardcore, though, Woods. I don't know if you know what you're in for.
Being on The
people,
Pulse.
Yeah, it's people chatting in your ear the whole time you're trying to speak. There's counting down. They're telling you to shush and, telling you look a bit chubs, maybe, it in or, I'm just kidding.
Sherry, need to remind you of Woody's history on live television, which is
pretty strong.
Appalling. I've got some audio here of one of the moments.
You've got about 20 seconds on the show, Woody. Go for it.
Yeah, Woody. Woody.
No! Go, Woody. Go,
Woody.
Go, Woody. Go.
Great job, Woody.
That was when you didn't talk on the whip on Channel 10.
And you only had 20 seconds.
I know.
Wow.
And there was one part of the show, but you would have done that before, the classic I've forgotten to talk there.
Look, not that. I've had a few, a few moments. I did a bit of a sprint before I went on air once because I forgot my shoes.
Oh.
And had 5 seconds popping my shoes on, and I'd literally just sprinted to the other end of the office and back, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
But you still
that's
talked.
That's basically how I present. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's positive. Yeah. So you're better than me.
So now, don't do any running before you go.
Presuming you are going to be talking on the Pulse on Thursday, Woods, I figured that you're very much at the mercy of the listeners on the show. I mean, you're a big fan of listeners on this show, and you've often said that you'll do what the listeners want.
Yep, I always say that.
15 10 60, I want to know, what do you think Woody should have to slip into the convo?
Oh, well, hang on. That's a bit
on
unprofessional.
On Thursday on The Pulse.
I think we talk about quite serious issues, Will. So.
Yeah, I know. You're going to be live television. Right now, I want to give our listeners the opportunity, because this is the only reason we put you on. It was like, all right, Woody can go on, but we get to choose one thing that you have to say while you're on The Pulse.
Hang on. Did you guys organise this? I thought Channel 9 were in demand of...
Oh, no. Am I, are you kidding?
A great figure.
Oh, yeah. You got headhunted by Channel 9 to go on The Pulse. Sure. Oh. So, 13 10 60 right now. Yeah. Either, you can say whatever you want. It can be Catch Me Outside. It can be anything that you want to see.
Catch Me Outside.
Say. Yeah, but you've got to say it properly. Do it.
Catch Me Outside.
You may just want to hear what happened at the 2014 Tinderella Ball. I don't know. 13, 10, 60.
It's not funny. It's not funny anymore.
I want to know.
Sherry wants to know.
No. No.
13, 10, 60. You can put words into Woody's mouth right now. What do you want to hear him say? He's going to be on live television on Thursday on Channel 9 in Sherry's studios on Thursday. You guys can come
That's
up
right.
with something for
Sherry's
him to say.
Studio. Sherry's studio.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
But look, right now you've opened yourself up here, mate. 13, 10, 60. You're going to be saying something on this show on behalf of the listeners of our show, so they can choose something for you to say.
Yep.
All right, we're going to go to Emily first from Cannington. Hey, Emily, how are you going?
Hi.
Hi, Emily. Woody's on live TV on Thursday. What do you want to hear him say?
I like Barbie because it would be hilarious.
You want me to say I like Barbie?
Yeah.
But he actually does. So like it wouldn't Barbie. Be hard.
That's pretty cute,
I reckon
actually.
That's brilliant. Emily, do you like Barbie, Emily?
No.
What? When was... I like Barbie. What happened to Barbie? Is it not
She's
cool
not
anymore?
No.
No. I'm 11.
Oh. I still play Barbies at 11?
Yeah.
Is that
you
bad?
Still play Barbie now, Sherry. Come on, mate. Megan from Mount Lawley, how are you?
Well, thanks, guys.
Megan, what do you want to hear Woody say on live TV on Thursday?
Oh, I think he could, like, slip in a Lion King quote.
Any quote? Like,
well, yeah, like maybe one from Timon. Like he does some funny ones, like Hakuna Matata or Sarcasm is Lost on You, or even just break into song.
Okay, yeah, singing might be that'd be hard to get subtle.
Oh my God, if you did that,
just pretend you're not on air, Woods. You're good at that.
Can I, Megan, talk that through, or do I have to full on crack into it? Like, because what if I was that's a really important issue. Ah, Zegwenya. All that.
Well, either way could be funny, but breaking into song might even just take it to the next level.
Okay.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. I mean, if you just sprouted that.
Okay. All right. I can do that.
I don't want to settle on this yet. We've got till Thursday. So we've got another day of brainstorming here. I really want to narrow down on exactly what it is that you should have to say on this show.
All right. Done.
Couple of options.
Let's not do something where I'm going to do something really controversial, though. Because I don't want to get, my TV career is thriving, Sherry, as you know. I mean, I'm sure my name pops up a lot at Channel 9.
It does. It's thrown around a fair bit.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you exactly how.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
our next guest. He was born onto our television sets in 1985, but he's only 3.5 years old. He has furry red hair, but it's not Ed Sheeran. He could tickle anybody in the world, and yet it wouldn't be creepy. Okay, here's one last clue.
Everybody! Everybody!
It's Elmo!
La la la, la 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 la.
Hello, Elmo!
Hello, Heidi, Will and Woody!
Wow!
Wow!
Great to have you here, mate. So Heidi's away. We've got Sherry Lee, who's in the studio with us instead.
Sherry. Hi, Elmo.
Hi there. Thank you for having Elmo.
Oh, good to have you on the show.
This is so weird. I can't believe I'm talking to, like, one of my childhood heroes. Elmo, how long...
Believe it, baby.
How long have you been in Australia for, Elmo?
Elmo just got here yesterday.
Delightful. And have you enjoyed yourself so far?
Yeah, it's wonderful. The weather's beautiful. We're having a really good time.
Are you hanging out with Justin Bieber? Both huge stars, obviously.
No, Elmo hasn't run into him.
Okay.
Oh, what a shame.
Elmo, is he here?
He is. Here. He's in Perth. Australia.
Yeah. Elmo, give him a call.
Elmo, it must be nice to get away from Donald Trump for a little while as well. I mean, how do you feel about Donald Trump?
Well, you know, Elmo's 3 and a half, so Elmo is completely oblivious.
Probably should have picked up on that. Hey, I tell you what, Elmo, we're going to do something because we know we've got a lot of kids under the age of 10 that listen to this show.
Okay.
So 131060, if you're in the car right now and you're a big Elmo fan, give us a call, 131060. And Elmo, would you mind if they had a chat with you?
Sure, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, great. All right, well then up next, 131060, if you're listening right now, you're in the car, and you want to have a chat with Elmo, don't ask him any political questions because he's completely oblivious to them. You're going to get the chance to right after Zayn and Taylor Swift. You happy to stay with us, Elmo?
Elmo would love that. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, we'll speak to you up next.
Cool.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
A wonderful guest in this bloke.
How did you do, Sesame Street?
Hello. Who's back for the 40... you can catch season 47 of Sesame Street every weekday with Elmo, Big Bird and the entire gang when it premieres on ABC2 next month. Elmo, season 47.
Yeah, can you believe it?
No, I genuinely can't. How do you stay so youthful? It's amazing.
Well, you know, Elmo is very lucky because monsters age differently than people. So Elmo's been 3 and a half for like a really long time.
Elmo, we've got some kids to call up the radio station here who are really keen to talk to you. We've got Scarlett here from Mayland. Scarlett, hello.
Good. Hello.
Hello, Scarlett. It's so good to talk to you.
Oh.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Scarlett. Are you having a good day?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm getting ready for school.
Oh, really? What grade are you in? What school grade?
I'm in year one.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, thanks for the call, Scarlett.
Do you have a question for Scarlett or for Elmo?
I love you, Elmo.
Elmo loves you too, Scarlett.
We're going to keep moving.
You have a wonderful day. You have a great day at school, okay, Scarlett?
Wow. That was so...
Oh. Elmo loves you.
Elmo loves you. We've got Elmo, this girl, this is Poppy, who's 4 years old. Poppy. Hi, Poppy.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Poppy. How are you?
Good.
Are you having a nice day?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Did you have a question for Elmo?
I'm playing the big family forest.
Oh, really? That's so cool. How old are you, Poppy?
Favorite thing at school.
Oh. What's Elmo's favorite thing at school? Well, Elmo likes recess. Just playing with his friends.
Thanks, Poppy. We're going to keep moving.
Hi, Poppy.
We've got there's so many kids wanting to talk to you here, Elmo. We've got Amy here from Hamilton Hill.
Hello.
Hello, Amy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. How old are you?
I'm 10.
Oh, cool. Oh, yes. Did you have a question for Elmo?
When is your birthday?
That's a very good question. February 3rd.
Well, I'll celebrate it on February 3rd.
Thank you very much. Elmo loves you.
Thank you.
Oh. You have a wonderful day.
You
see
too.
See you, Amy. Have a great day.
Aww.
Hey, Elmo, thanks to all those kids that are calling up. I know there's plenty more that are trying to get in the phone to Elmo. Elmo, you've had some amazing guests on Sesame Street. Jason Derulo, James Corden.
True.
You've had Sia.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who is the one that you love the most? Who's your favorite celebrity?
It's too hard to say just one person because they were all so wonderful. Sia was great. We sang a song with her.
And, that's right.
Yeah, we got to wear her wigs and everything. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo was great. He did some dancing. Ooh. He showed us some really cool dance moves.
Wow. Yeah.
They were all wonderful.
Is there anyone in Australia looking forward to meeting Elmo?
Oh, Elmo, I hope so. Elmo's hoping to meet lots of new friends.
Maybe Pauline Hanson.
Pauline
Hanson. Maybe, maybe, I don't know about that, Sherry. Maybe avoid her, Elmo. I think that's not...
Okay.
It's actually, definitely avoid her.
You know, we've had lots of Australian friends come. We had Miss Nicole Kidman.
Oh,
Mr. Hugh Jackman. Lots of cool people.
Well, you should have Sherry Lee Biggs on the show sometime.
Yes, Elmo. I'd love that.
Anytime.
Easy done.
Anytime.
You've got Elmo's number, just call Elmo.
Elmo, thanks for coming on, mate. You can catch season 47 of Sesame Street every weekday with Elmo, Big Bird, and the entire gang when it premieres on ABC 2 next month. Elmo, have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you. You guys have a great day, too.
You too. Oh,
thanks.
See you, Elmo. Catch you later, mate. Bye. Wow. What a guy.
Yeah.
And Sherry, you've got his number. I thought you were out of the game, mate.
Well, can I just tell you what? I think I'm a bit clucky after those calls. How cute were those kids?
Wow. And your boyfriend, your fiancé, works in the office. He's just run out of the building. Yeah. There he goes.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We've got an NBL champion, the Skipper.
Yeah!
The NBL champions.
Game
1,
89-77. Game 2, 89-77.
Defers this time to the captain, and he scores. 10 weeks ago, they were bottom of the NBL ladder. Today, they are NBL champions.
That's Heidi, Will and Woody, and Damian Martin.
Bloody oath it is. What a pleasure it is. And Damo, now Woody, I'm going to refer you back to this, mate, because you said this early in the show. Ooh. You said that, you said at Perth Arena. Now get this, Marto. I said, Woody, how was it there? And he goes, I think everyone was pretty happy, but you know, they won 3 in a row, so they probably weren't as elated as they would be if it had been a 5-game series.
Tough critic. Like,
are you actually kidding? They've just won the championship and they're not elated? Just confirm that for us, Marto. Just be like, yep, we weren't that happy. That'd
look, to the 14,000 people that showed up, we're sorry for winning. should have brought it back to the fifth. Apologies. you know what? I'm flabbergasted now because I came here with all the right intentions. Here you were trying to be involved with the Fremantle women's team. You didn't get it. Didn't get the ambassador. Yeah, then I see you at a West Coast Fever game doing sprints at half court.
Yeah.
Still not their ambassador.
Yeah.
I thought I would present him with the NBL championship ring.
Wow.
I don't know how you formally do it. I'll get down on one knee.
That's unbelievable. Marto is on one knee.
But then I heard what you just said about the game. So, Sherry, there's our trophy. There it is.
Marto, can we talk about the game a little bit, mate? An incredible performance from Bryce Scott with 45 points to lift his side to the win. Somebody goes out and has a clutch performance like that in a game, it must just be staggering on the court being with them and just being so impressed. And basketball is sort of like the definition of the clutch game, isn't it? If you could perform on the big stage in the final minutes, it must have just been epic.
He was incredible. It was the best individual performance I've played alongside with any teammate. You know, we had Jermaine Beal go for 40 last year, but 45 points in a grand final. Yeah. There's no bigger stage. He was just amazing. And I found myself just watching him. At times I'd pass him the ball and stop it halfway, and it was almost the Bryce Cotton show. So he was incredible. And to think, you know, about 6 or 7 weeks ago, he was offered a 10-day contract with the Utah Jazz in the NBA. He said no to them to honor our contract to stick it out with the Perth Wildcats. And we have 45 reasons to be grateful for him turning down an NBA contract, and you know, obviously he helped us win a championship. He was amazing, but what a selfless act. But I dare say he'll have more opportunities to be in the NBA, and I'll be his biggest fan when he is.
Absolutely. And Marto, would you say after winning your fourth championship that it hasn't gone to your head at all? Like, for example, when you came to the airlock this morning, what happened with your daughter when she was handed to our beautiful producer, Borg?
I did bring in Maggie, and I thought, we're going to celebrate, you know, bring Maggie into the show, and then hand it over to Callie, and she pooped on her. So now for the rest of the show, poor Callie has Maggie scent all over the area. So, I do apologize. It's the great thing that brings you back to reality is you can win a championship, get home, and then be forced to change a dirty nappy. Yeah. So I love it.
By the way, I'm not too clucky anymore.
Yeah.
I've never seen him. No, I'll hold it next time.
Please stay with us, mate. We're going to go to some Justin Bieber. He played last night at NIB Stadium as well. He also
He was in front of 25,000 people. I think you guys drew a bigger crowd, didn't you? Bigger crowd and a better performance by the sounds of it.
It was probably a disappointment as well in Woody's eyes. No one can satisfy him.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Damien Martin's in here as well. Now the champion. The Wildcats taking out the NBL final 95-86 over the Illawarra Hawks. Now, Marto, I know it's been a few days since the finals win, and I actually want to hear Sherry's thoughts on this as well because...
sport, really?
Not going to ask any sport questions, Sherry.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus here, but when I said Bryce got MVP, she goes, what's that? Anyway, sorry,
that's
Will.
That's you
where
throwing me under the bus, by the way.
You did throw her under the bus. Now, look, the reason is you've got what I believe is a wacky Wednesday coming up instead of a mad Monday, Marto. And Sherry, I know that your fiance has been
well
partial to
in the old bad Monday.
Mad Monday celebrations. Mm-hmm. Sherry, is there something that Marto's wife, Brittany, should be concerned about going into Wacky Wednesday, do you think?
Look, I think a lot of the time boys tend to really enjoy dressing up as girls. That's what I find. That's my experience in it.
That's not even Mad Money. That's just her partner. We're getting a glimpse into the home life.
And maybe just to check out for, you know, maybe a couple of days, just not expect to see you, especially after this.
I'll see if I can get the tick of approval from Brittany there, a couple of days to check
She's
out.
She's rolling her eyes. Well
funnily enough, we've actually moved it from Wacky Wednesday now to Thursday due to some scheduling problems. And then on Friday at 2:30 p.m., I've already agreed to being a marriage celebrant. This is before I knew about the Thursday's change of date. And so this could be interesting. But
What do you call it if it's a Thursday? Is there a funny name? Wacky Philly Wednesday. Thursday?
Thumping Thursday? Philly Thursday.
Philly Thursday.
Greg Hyatt can't pronounce his THs, so yeah, it is Philly Thursday. Philly Thursday. Oh, that's perfect. But no, it's going to be a great day. It's an opportunity for the boys to unwind, have a laugh and reminisce of what's been an incredible season. You know, like I said, on Christmas morning, we woke up and we're sitting last on the ladder. And then 8 weeks later, we're celebrating a championship. So it's had a bit of everything, and it'll all be revealed on Thursday in a few laughs.
And for yourself as well, mate. I mean, you had the knee injury, you missed a few games over the season. Is this fourth championship the best one yet because of all those setbacks that happened during the year?
Yeah, it definitely stands out for a number of reasons, and mainly because of the adversity, whether it was, injuries personally, or, Jared Kenny had injuries, Matty Knight, Casey Prather played with a busted foot for a while. So it's had imports coming in and out, changing imports, and then where we sat on the ladder. But overall, the league was the strongest it's been in my 10 years in the NBL. And so to be able to win it, knowing just that how strong it was, it makes it a little bit more special as well. And to finish it on a 7-game winning streak, I think it, ends the case of were we really the better team. I think I'm biased, obviously, but I think we ended on, playing our best basketball.
Bloody oath.
That's
you did, mate.
So good, mate. And despite what Woody said, I'm sure you were elated. I cannot get over that. You should have heard him. Earlier in the sport, he literally said, oh, look, I actually don't think they were all that happy because they won in straight sets. He said they could have been more elated. They just weren't that happy. And he's like, I don't think the crowd was that happy either. It would have been better on a 5-gamer. I was like, are you kidding? They've just won 7 games in a row and they were bottom of the ladder.
13,999 people gave us a standing ovation at the end of the game. I now know the one person who still had his bum on the seat. And I don't think I've ever been happier to know that Heidi won the ambassador off of the football team. It's a great day.
Hey, Marto, from our side of the fence, though, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in this studio week in, week out. Thank you so much for giving your time to this show, and congratulations on all your hard work. We know how much of a great leader you are on the court, but also off the court. I'm sure for everybody who listens to this show, it's great to know that you are such a solid bloke and so proud of the city you live in that you play for. So thanks for joining us, mate, and we'll see you next season, I hope.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been a privilege. I love you guys and enjoy the rest of the year, and I'm sure all you'll talk about is the off-season of the Wildcats. So I'm looking forward to it.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's International Women's Day tomorrow, mate.
Yes, it is.
Love it.
So, we're actually, Woody, you and I are not going to be in the studio tomorrow, mate. We're going to be out of here.
Boys are out.
Exactly right, as we should be, because it is time to celebrate some, I think, all around Australia, all around the world, but also within this company, to celebrate the fantastic female talent that we've got. Mm. We are going to have an International Women's Day Women's Breakfast all around Australia, which is going to include all the talent that's in this company.
How wonderful.
Absolutely.
Is that?
This year's theme is all about hashtag Be Bold for Change.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go and check it out. It's about making a more inclusive, gender equal world, both here and in Australia and around the globe. So we're going to get all the chicks together who are on this network. So there's a range of wonderful women who are going to be in the studio together. So from Em Rusciano to Fifi Box to Heidi Anderson. But I'm not going to run through all of them or all the announcement, because what we got Heidi to do now, Woods and Sherry, yep. You may have heard this on your radio, but we all know Heidi is an absolute specialist at reading a promo. There was a little cookie, a little surprise in the promo, which she didn't know about, and we didn't tell her this. We just gave her a script and said, read this, mate. And you can hear Heidi in this right now, discovering live as she reads it, who one of the co-stars is for tomorrow's show. Have a listen to this.
Hey, Perth, it's Heidi. If you're a woman, chances are you've heard of International Women's Day. Join me, the sisterhood that is the women of the Hit Network, and Nicole Kidman. Holy celebrate everything it means to being a woman tomorrow from 6 at Hit 92.9. Just for the record, I just got given this piece of paper. That's why I'm pretty oh, my God, Nicole Kidman, I'm going to with Nicole Kidman. This is happening. Holy got to get my game. Yeah, okay.
That is mint. I hadn't heard that. I had not heard that. Wowee. So there you go. Nicole Kidman's going to join Hides on the Air tomorrow. If you know much about Hides, or even if you don't listen to this show, please, honestly, that will be so worth your while. Heidi nervous in front of someone that she respects is just always an enormous, it just always goes balls up.
So and there's so many women.
Going horribly wrong.
There's so many women she respects. Going to be Em Rusciano, who you'd know, Fifi Box, who I know she looks up to a lot, Ash London, Carrie Bickmore, Sam Frost. Like, it's going to be a fantastic show.
It's going to be amazing.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.